Arts on the Airwaves on KUNR is supported by the Nevada Arts Council. Thistle and Nightshade is a bookstore in Reno, established just a couple of years ago. Alex Myers is its co-owner.
We opened up first in 2023. We opened to the public just last year, so we've been open for shopping just over a little bit of a year. But it's Thistle and Nightshade, and our tagline is a bookstore for weirdos and others. We sell a mix of new and used books. We try and have a really diverse selection. One of my favorite things to say is that everyone deserves to see themselves well represented in a book they love, and so we hope to help people find that in our store. So we try to have books published by a variety of identities and experiences and point people to some really awesome literature. My wildest dreams, it's, you know, one of those bookstores that you can just get lost in the shelves because there's so many, you know, of them. But other than that, like, I think we're just taking it day by day and just excited to be doing what we can and here and talking to people about books. And I love that.
Myers explained the origin of the store's name.
Thistle Nightshade is a little bit wicked and a little bit silly. So Nightshade, I think a lot of people know, is like that tends to be like a deadly plant. It's like poisons, belladonna, that sort of a thing. But it's also stuff like eggplant is like a nightshade, or like tomatoes, potatoes, that sort of thing. And the same with thistle, you know, you have that like prickly plant, but you also have things like artichoke. And we sort of love that mix of like, it's a little wicked, it's a little silly, it can be resilient, but still fun and joyful in that also. We love that sort of mix of those.
Myers also described the store's focuses.
We try to have as like broad a selection as we can for us being such a small store. But me in particular, I have a really big passion for independent authors, for local authors, and for like small and independent publishing presses. So we love things like author collectives that join together and help each other get published. We have a lot of local authors on our shelves. A lot of times I will work directly with independent authors to get their books in stock. So we have a lot of that. My business partner has a really big passion for children's books and for like award-winning books. So we do have like some mix of that. We do have a mix of new and used inventory. We take donations of used books. So most of the inventory on our shelves has been donated us if it's a used book. And then we stock a lot of new books as well. But we've got nonfiction, kids, young adults, fantasy, sci-fi, mystery, romance. So we've got a good selection.
As is the case with many bookstores, Thistle and Nightshade is a hub for a variety of community activities, including author talks and a book club.
I think there's a tremendous amount of power in the stories that we tell and in the stories that we choose to engage with. I think one of, like, personally for me, one of the like most powerful parts of a story is like finding myself when I couldn't really find it other places. I think it's also taught me a lot about perspectives that are different from mine, because just hearing a story from someone who has had a totally different life experience from you, but seeing through their eyes through the story that they tell, whether that be nonfiction or fiction, I think it really connects people. And opens your mind to like new ways of thinking and stuff like that. And I think just being able to have something that you love and that you enjoy, you know, it's an art form that you can consume and engage with in a really fun way, but still, you know, be seeing yourself, being seeing other people. And I think it just lends itself to like community and gathering together. Mm-hmm. And I just really love that about stories that we tell. And I think that, yeah, just like lends itself to people gathering and being in community and learning about each other, but also telling their own stories.
Alex Myers, co-owner of Thistle and Nightshade Bookstore, located on Mayan Avenue in Reno. Thistle-Nightshade.com for more. Support for Arts on the Airwaves comes from the Nevada Arts Council, a state agency that provides public funding and support to artists and organizations that benefit Nevadans in cities and rural communities statewide. More at nvartscouncil.org. For Arts on the Airwaves, I'm Chris Morrison.